college grant school.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell me about, well, you said you play tennis. Do you do this professionally, or is it
an obsession.
Oh, really?
Some people like drugs, you know. Some people like alcohol, you know. Some people like swimming. I like tennis, you know. Some people like cars, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what I like.
Well, do you do it on what kind of team?
We have an organized team and an organization. We have Hadley Park Tennis Club, which I'm a member. And then we have here at our recreational program here, we have a tennis program. Every Monday afternoon we go to tennis courts, and I think it was when you were here last time, that Monday. Okay, we go to the tennis courts out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is through the company. And then, so I play on my own. So I have three different areas that I play in.
The company has its own tennis team?
They don't have a tennis team as such. We have a total recreational program, which includes golf, basketball, tennis, what else, bowling, baseball, I believe. And when I was here before, I kind of helped them get it started, you know, the recreational program. When I was here before, I was in personnel. So I kind of helped initiate these programs, and they've continued to grow. So now I guess they have maybe 25 or 30 people on Monday afternoons that go out and play tennis.
Is this on company time?
Well, no. It's right after. The company pays for it, which is just as well, you know. It's from about 4:15 until 7, 8 o'clock at night. So it's a lot of fun.
Sounds pretty good. Are you in any clubs at all?
Let's see. Clubs and organizations, or just clubs?
Just anything you do, social contacts.
Okay. Clubs, I belong to, of course, the tennis club.
Yeah.
That's my priority. let me see, what else?
The mic's pretty good, it'll pick up anything.
Okay. Tennis club, of course, is my first love. I belong to a civic club called the Benevolent Friends Civic Club, and in that we primarily work in areas that we think that will help the community. We've got a couple of kids in school now, one's at Vanderbilt, I believe, and one's at TSU, and what we do is simply we have fundraising projects. We roadblocks, hot dog sales, paper sales, anything we can do on our own to help raise money, you know, for their tuition. Of course, we can't pay it all, but, you know, like maybe we'll raise, say, $500 on the humanitarian. Okay, we'll divide that proportionately based on the different tuitions at the school. Vanderbilt is quite a bit more than TSU, and also Fisk is quite a bit more than TSU. So, you know, one of them may get two-thirds and the other get a third, but it works out well because the school's tuition plan is that type. There are about 25 or 30 members of the club, and all of them are professional, young professional black people.
And how many kids are you sending?
Right now we only have two. In the past, I guess we've had maybe, this would be about the third or fourth set, I'm not sure, because I haven't been in the club about 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But this would be about the third or fourth set. We try to send at least two, not to send, try to help at least two per year, per school year. And it's pretty good.
Sounds right.
And at the present time, we're working on another project. We'd like to start a Big Blue Club, which would be something similar to the Big Orange Club. We don't have that here for our school. Most of the people in the club are either graduates or have attended TSU at one time or another.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of gives us all some kind of focal point, you know.
Yeah, the Orange Club, I haven't heard of.
Right, the Big Orange Club is, of course, that's our UT.
Oh, okay.
It's UT's, you know, major supporting independent organization.
And so you're making a
big... Yeah, we would like to, you know. It's just an idea right now. We'd like to. We're kicking it around to kind of see what we can come up with. They got all kinds of...